This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community meeting your exact needs. We also discuss how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We're going to touch on that today. We review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we also discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening today on the radio, you're streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being with us here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down. You can call this number literally any time of the day, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit our website online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And be sure to connect with us socially. If you're into that, we do a lot of communications through social media. All right. So today I want to acknowledge Veterans Day. I just want to give a heartfelt thanks, just a very, very sincere thank you to all who are currently serving, and thank you to all who have previously served our great country. Hey, you know what? We have our problems. We are not perfect, but I will say this, I've said this all along, and I will continue to say, the United States of America is still and always will be the greatest country on the face of the earth. I believe that with all of my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your service. My family and I pray for you each and every night. Thank you, veterans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so since it is Veterans Day today, I want to talk about a little-known benefit, and it's just, it's amazing to me. I think most of the people working in the senior care, in the business of senior care, know about this, and they definitely share it with people that they that they're taking care of and they meet. But I think by and large, the general public, I think still is not informed about this benefit. And thousands of veterans and surviving spouses do qualify for this, can really benefit from it. So it's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. So what is that? It's a financial benefit to help you pay for the high cost of senior care. And it's for veterans or, again, the surviving spouse of a veteran. And it is just, it's an amazing benefit. So how do you qualify for this benefit? And you may just now be hearing about this for the very first time. And you're like, well, what? Wait a minute. Now I'm receiving senior care. I'm paying for senior care. I am a veteran or I'm a surviving spouse of a veteran. How do you qualify for that? Well, there are service, financial, and care-related requirements. There are three hoops that we need to jump through, and you have to meet all of these to qualify. So I'm going to spend some time today in the first part of the program and really break this down. And then at the end of the second segment, I'm going to let you know where you can call to get help with the application for the VA aid and attendance benefits. So you want to stick around. You don't want to miss that information. All right, so number one, there's a service-related requirement. At least 90 consecutive days of active duty, okay? And at least one of those days during a period of war. Now, most of my clients with Senior Care Consulting served in World War II or maybe the Korean War. A few served in Vietnam, but I'll just give you the dates here. So 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war. So for the purposes of qualifying for this program, World War II goes from December the 7th, 1941, obviously, through December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950 through January 31st, 1955. Now, Vietnam has a little bit of a twist here. So on any of these, you don't have to have served in direct, you know, line of combat. You may not have ever fired a weapon. You could have been even stateside. You could have been an administrative or supportive or logistics or medical role. You can be literally anywhere. Okay, to qualify for this, just one of those days during a period of war. Now, Vietnam has a little bit of a different twist. So for everyone serving in Vietnam, August the 5th, 1964 through May 7, 1975. The one exception here, boots on the ground in Vietnam. The Vietnam War period begins February 28th of 1961. So I know that sounds a little bit complicated, but those are the three primary periods of war that you must have served at least one day. Unfortunately, I meet a lot of clients and they literally started serving, you know, like a couple of weeks after the Korean War, you know, like in February of 1955. And I'm like, oh man, that is too bad. They may just barely miss it, but just one day, and that satisfies that. And then the other part of the service related requirement, not dishonorably discharged. Okay. So that is that part of it. Now, the second hoop, there's financial hoops that we have to jump through here. We have to meet. We're talking about assets and income. And this gets a little messy, but I'm going to break it down. Assets, they're talking about your liquid assets. That's what we're going to focus on. Checking account, saving account, money market, mutual fund, CD, all these sort of things, liquid assets. So this would exclude your exempt assets, such as your house, your car, all the stuff in your house, kind of similar to Medicaid in that regard, but your liquid assets of about $80,000 or less. So, I'm not trying to be evasive there, but I say about because that's kind of a target. The VA sets that number, that amount for each individual veteran on the application. It depends on how old you are and your diagnosis and that sort of thing, your life expectancy, et cetera. So the older you are, the less you can have. The younger you are, the more you can have. But that target is about $80,000 in liquid assets or less. So what if you have more than $80,000 in liquid assets? What if you have $120,000 or whatever the number is? The question is, can I still qualify? And my answer is a great big maybe. Right. So I don't mean to sound like I'm on the fence. I guess that is on the fence, but it is a maybe. So you may have an opportunity to transfer some of your assets to get down to that $80,000 level. However, here's a giant, giant asterisk and warning. It must be done properly. Don't run out there willy-nilly and say, well, here, I'm going to take the 40 and I'm just going to stash it over here. Now I've got 80. No, it doesn't work that way. It has to be done properly. Definitely consult an elder law attorney regarding any asset transfer strategy that you want to employ so that it is done properly. Otherwise, if you don't do it properly, it could cause you major financial issues down the road, and you don't want this thing to come back and cause problems for you. And then there's an income calculation. So if you say, Steve, my income is $1,900 a month or $2,300 or $1,200, whatever the number is, that's not what they want. Now, this is the government. We're talking about some funny government math here. Okay, they want the income for VA purposes, IVAP. So it's the income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses. If that number is zero or less, you will qualify for the maximum reimbursement within this program. So what are some of the things that qualify as an unreimbursed medical expense? Well, your full cost of long-term care or assisted living. So if you're living in a nursing home or assisted living community, and so that means you're paying $5,000 to maybe $6,500 a month. That full cost is considered an unreimbursed medical expense. Any health-related premiums, insurance premiums, and that would include for most of my clients, that's your Medicare premiums, that could easily be $200 or $300 a month, diabetic supplies, home care expenses. Now, this is a big one. Well, Steve, I'm trying to stay home, and will this help me do that? Yes. Yes, you could be paying a home care provider $2,000 or $3,000 a month to give you enough help to remain independent in your own home. And guess what? The VA aid and attendance benefit will help. That's a qualifying non-reimbursed or unreimbursed medical expense. Some other expenses in that category, incontinence supplies and prescriptions. So if you take your income, say it's $2,000, minus your unreimbursed medical expenses, so some home care expenses, some other things lumped into there, say it's $3,000 a month, you take $2,000 minus $3,000, you're at negative $1,000. So as long as it's zero or in the negative, you will qualify for the maximum amount. Now, after the break, I can't believe we're already through our first segment here, but after the break, we're going to talk about that third hoop, and there is a care-related requirement, and then I'll bring it all home with how much the payout is and where you can go to receive excellent, excellent help when applying and filling out this application. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you live in a nursing home and you're qualified for both Medicaid and the VA aid and attendance benefit, you can continue to receive the full amount of the aid and attendance benefit. Is this statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Very easy to do. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button or on the big microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect and you are in. It will stream to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really does work. It's just so simple and lots of people do that. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you live in a nursing home and you're qualified for both Medicaid and the VA aid and attendance benefit, you can continue to receive the full amount of the aid and attendance benefit. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. It's a little bit of a trick question. You don't get to keep the full amount. However, you do receive $90 a month. And so we'll see, that's not very much compared to all the numbers that you've talked about in the past. Well, it's not as much as, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever it is. But guess what? In the state of Missouri, you get to keep $50 a month of your income. So you add another 90 to that, and it's not a lot of money, but it gets you up to $140. It's better than 50. In Kansas, you get to keep $62 a month. And again, you add 90 to that, you're up to $152. So again, it's better than nothing. And so I would always recommend definitely trying to qualify for that. So back to the VA aid and attendance benefit. So we've talked in depth about the financial related requirement and the service related requirement. So the third hoop that we have to get through, the third requirement, is care related. So you can't just call up the VA and say, hey, give me some of that money that Steve talked about on Senior Care Live last weekend. That's not how it works. You have to be receiving care, and you must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So I'm going to give you the list here, and at least two of these, you're receiving help, and you're also paying for that help, and you're incurring one of these unreimbursed medical expenses. So number one, you need help with bathing. And I won't number them. I'll just go through the list. So you need help with bathing, mobility or transferring, incontinence assistance. You need help with eating or feeding yourself, toileting, so using the bathroom, dressing or undressing. You need help with that. Medication management, and just about everyone I know could use some help with that. And then meal preparation. So if you need help with at least two, and it could be all of them, but at least two on that list, then that is another hoop that's another hurdle that you're going to clear. So here's the big question. Steve, how much does the VA aid and attendance benefit pay every month? Well, these things change sometimes every year or every so often, but here are the 2017 rates. So for a single veteran can receive up to $1,794 a month. If you annualize that, that's $21,531 per year. That's a lot of money. A married veteran with a spouse, so married with spouse, can receive up to $2,127 a month. That's $25,525 per year. And a surviving spouse, so your spouse has passed away but was a veteran and met that criteria, surviving spouse can receive up to $1,153 per month, which is $13,836 per year. So I know that's a lot of numbers, but here's the bottom line. If you think you qualify, you need to take a shot at this, because that's a lot of money. It could really mean the difference for you. So how long does it take to get a clean application approved? I've been hearing 3 to 4 months lately. At one point it was over a year. Sometimes I've heard 5 or 6 or 7 months. But the bottom line is, no matter how long it takes, once it's approved retroactively to that application date. And so if you apply today and it takes them 4 months, and let's say your reimbursement for easy math is $2,000, well, if it's 4 months, you'll receive a check for $8,000, a lump sum catching you up, and then $2,000 a month thereafter going forward. So this is just a really, really big deal. There are several places that you can go for help with the application. I would go to the National VFW headquarters right downtown in Kansas City, 34th and Broadway. And I'm going to give you the phone number. And this bypasses the main switchboard and goes straight to the department of really good people who will help out. 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. That's the direct number for help with your VA aid and attendance benefit.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right. So There are a couple of myths here that I just wanted to bust today. Myth versus fact. I love this segment. One myth that is commonly believed is that the VFW charges a fee to help veterans with the VA aid in attendance application. And the truth of the matter, the fact is that the assistance provided by the VFW is absolutely 100% free of charge. So that myth is incorrect. They do not charge a fee. And then another myth that's commonly believed in this area related to what we're talking about right now is that you have to be a member of the VFW to receive help by the VFW. And the fact is, it's just simply not true. The VFW helps all veterans, regardless of if you are a member or not. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so that's the VA aid and attendance benefit, and again, to our veterans, thank you so much for all you do. And for our listeners, if you know a veteran or surviving spouse, pass this information along. And if you missed it or you're taking notes, just go back to the podcast after the fact, and you can share that information with them. You can also just give us a call at any time, and we'll be glad to help out. Or, again, call the VFW. And again, it's just right downtown. It's the national headquarters, 816-968-1153. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the services that would count as an unreimbursed medical expense, again, to help you qualify for this, is to use home care services. 90%, this is according to an AARP study, 90% of those asked say, hey, we want to stay home, and you can stay home with home care services and then have the aid and attendance benefit help you pay for that. So with that, I would like to introduce my special guests today, Rick and Michelle Shepherd with Golden Heart Senior Care. And Rick and Michelle, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us. And it's great to be here on Veterans Day.
All right. All right. And so, Rick, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time here. I'm always blown away by how fast these segments go. Mm-hmm. We only have about 30 seconds left. But maybe in the next segment, you know, let's talk about the aid and attendance benefit. Let's talk about Golden Heart Senior Sure. Care and some of the ways that you can use home care to remain independent at home. Do you have anyone currently on with VA aid and attendance benefit? Through Golden Heart?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah, and it's a great benefit, as you talked about. So it is real, and they can get it. So.
Absolutely. All right. Excellent. So again, the number for the VFW to help you with that aid and attendance benefit, 816-968-1153. And after the break, we're going to break this down with Rick and Michelle from Golden Heart Senior Care. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, I mentioned it earlier, but if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, and particularly this one, if you're listening going, oh man, I wish this person or that person would have heard all of this information, no worries at all. After the fact, give us till about Monday. We'll have that episode up on the website on a podcast. So you can go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you will find all of the previously aired episodes. It's just a little picture of an audio player. You click play and boom, it'll just start streaming right there. You can listen to the whole program right there. You could even download it if you'd like to. So it really is that simple. Feel free to use use that feature. And all right, so back to our special guest today with Golden Heart Senior Care, Rick and Michelle Shepherd. If you want to reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care, let me tell you this. They are an excellent, excellent, excellent home care provider. Here's their phone number. Definitely write this down. 913-534-8500. 913-534-8500. And Rick, that's a Kansas number. Your office is in the Corporate Woods area, but you service the entire metro area. Is that correct?
The whole metro area. Yes, that's correct.
So all three parts, Kansas, Missouri, and north of the river.
And north of the river. We will venture up there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, all right. So I guess you have several home care clients currently using the aid and attendance or qualified for aid and attendance.
Really? They do. And we find out when we go do an intake, we find out about what. That's one of the things we ask about. You know, were you a veteran? Did you serve in war? And a lot of times, as you probably went over, that you don't have to actually be in combat, but during that combat time. Yeah. And a lot of our seniors, almost all of them, have been serving in that time and could qualify based on income. And the ones that qualify and get it, it's really a big help to them financially because they can receive our home care services, and a lot of that is covered by what they get. And it's really special that the government has this program.
And a lot of times that'll make the difference between being able to stay home or maybe having to move, maybe to a nursing home and qualify for Medicaid. This amount received by the VA aid and attendance benefit could be that difference.
It could be. And a lot of times it's a relief for the kids because they are thinking, how is this going to happen? How's mom or dad going to afford this? And when they find out they receive this money, it really can get them a jump start into care, and it really helps subsidize, you know, what we're going to do.
And as long as, and you're probably helping with at least two of those activities of daily living, and many times maybe all of them,
yes.
at home, and then again, the full cost of home care, whatever that is an unreimbursed medical expense that allows that net income, that income calculation for VA purposes to fall below zero into the negative, and those are two of the huge qualifiers, two of the three. So, it's just fantastic. I'm glad you're serving a lot of our seniors who are veterans and maybe surviving spouses of veterans.
Yeah, it is. We're happy to do it, and it's fun really to kind of talk and hear stories and we so appreciate our seniors and what they did, and that one of the greatest generations, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, Rick, you had talked about you're kind of wanting to, you feel compelled to just kind of offer a nice gift or a bonus for our veterans today.
We are. If you go to our website, it's on goldenheartoverlandpark.com, or you give us a call this week. We really appreciate our veterans more than you would, more than what we could say, and we're so grateful for what they've done. We want to just pass on a little something that'll help out. We want to give 2 free hours of complimentary service to any veteran or a spouse of a veteran.
Okay. All right. So if you call Golden Heart this week at 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500, or go to the website, goldenheartoverlandpark.com, goldenheartoverlandpark.com. You will receive, just as a thank you for your service, thanks for serving our country, you'll receive 2 free hours of complimentary care. That's a very nice offer.
Yeah, thank you. We're happy to do it.
All right, so what do we have coming up? Right, I can't believe we just got done with July the 4th and it's Thanksgiving almost.
I know. What happened to all these trees now? The leaves are half gone now.
Yeah, my trees, they hold on to their leaves forever, so they're like really slowly changing. So, but yeah, a lot of them are almost just about bare already. So,
and Thanksgiving is what, a week and a half away?
About a week and a half out.
That's
yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep,
yes.
that's ridiculous. So, So with Thanksgiving, some things start to happen.
They do. This is our third year in business, and every year, like clockwork, it seems like the week after Thanksgiving, we start getting calls from family members and saying, hey, we've noticed a little change in our mom or dad, and we had noticed this throughout the year, and Thanksgiving is a time families gather together, and sometimes that's the only time they see them. And so they really notice, unfortunately, sometimes a decline. And a lot of times seniors have difficulty admitting that they need a little assistance. And a lot of times it falls on the responsibility of the kids to kind of recognize that, hey, they do need some help, and what do we do about that?
Yeah, the senior having difficulty admitting that they need assistance, especially the men. We're too stubborn.
Oh, yes.
We're for our own good.
Yep. You are.
Hey, see, Michelle, she understands that, right?
I could see myself fighting this years from now, saying, no, I don't need any help.
Absolutely. Yeah. But here's the smart way to go about it. So if we have any seniors and you're like, you're not getting me into that, let me tell you something, okay? Be smart about this, because, again, 9 out of 10 people want to remain independent in their own home. If you just kind of step back and try to be a little more objective, a little honesty here, if you could receive a little bit of help, it's going to help you with that goal of remaining independent in your home. And if you don't have the help, you might have a fall, an accident, and all of a sudden you don't get to stay home. So don't be too stubborn about this.
Exactly.
Except a little bit of help.
That's true.
All right. So, Rick, what are some of the signs that families could look for to kind of help them recognize that, hey, you know what, I think we could use a little bit of help from Golden Heart here?
Well, there's really kind of three main things to look for. The first being changes in physical function and mental status. And you're saying, well, what does that mean? If you notice that they have difficulty keeping track of time, they're sleeping most of the day, you notice that they've lost weight, they have poor eating habits, their mood changes, they're missing important doctor's appointments, dental appointments. And this is a big one, too. You go in and you see unexplained bruises on their arms or their legs. And a lot of times they won't tell you that they're falling. And notice that you'll see bruises. And that's a good sign that if you see that, they're probably having some tumbles more often than they need to be.
See, and I am now that's kind of hitting on one of my buttons, one of my hot buttons. My grandma, and she was doing pretty well, but she fell one night in the middle of the night and actually fell backwards and hit kind of her head and neck on the wall against the wall on the way down and fractured her neck.
Mm.
So she broke her neck with a fall. So most of them are not that bad. You might just see a bruise here or there, or a little kind of a little hitch in the gait as they're walking, because maybe they're kind of have a little bit of a bruised hip or something like that. But just pay attention to these falls and any risks of signs of falls. It's a really, really, really big deal.
It is. The other thing we see, you know, if you walk in and you see changes in personal hygiene, and a big thing is you'll detect an unpleasant body odor, and that's basically from infrequent showering or bathing. And a lot of times I just don't feel like getting washed off and getting clean. We'll go and do an intake, and we'll say, when's the last time you had a shower? 3 weeks ago. And so That's a good sign when you see that. A lot of times you'll see a smell in the house, a strong smell of urine in the house. They become incontinent, have accidents in the chair, can't make it to the bathroom, that kind of thing. So if you start noticing that, be aware, you know, you may need to give us a call and see what we can do to help out. A lot of things too, unkept grooming habits. You walk in and dad hasn't shaved for a week and fingernails are curling up and they're wearing dirty clothes. This is a big thing. We walk in a lot of times and we'll see, seniors in their home and they're wearing clothes that they've been wearing for 3 days, or they spilled something on the front. So they don't change their shirts. They don't do laundry. And those are signs, if you see that, you know, maybe time to, check into getting some home care.
All right. So we have families who are gathering for the holidays, and many times it may be the only time that you're back home, or just one of the few times per year that you're back home. Look for all of these different changes. And if you're seeing a change, do not ignore this. You have to pay attention. You want to make sure that your parents, your loved ones are safe and remaining independent in their home. Call Rick and Michelle at Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. That's 913-534-8500. They will come out. Rick, you have a free consultation. Is that correct?
We do. We'll come out and visit with you and see what we can do to help out. And it's very painless, and it doesn't take but maybe 45 minutes.
And so if the family is still in town over the weekend, or maybe they extend it because they're like, uh-oh, wait a minute, I was going to go home on Sunday or Monday, I think I'm going to hang out here for about a week and make sure that we can get some help. Well, that would be really, really vital for the family to be there as well, or at least per a phone consultation. Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500. And after the break, we're going to talk about some of these signs and how they tie into the VA aid and attendance benefit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to special guests today, Rick and Michelle Shepherd with Golden Heart Senior Care. Reach out to Rick and Michelle at Golden Heart Senior Care. Here's the phone number. Be sure to write it down. And especially if you think that you may qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit, I'm going to kind of tie in some of the things that Rick just shared with that benefit. You're going to be amazed. 913-534-8500. That's 913-534-8500. And Rick, Michelle, you're offering a very nice bonus kind of in honor of and recognition of veterans on Veterans Day. If you call this week or go through the website, GoldenHeartOverlandPark.com, GoldenHeartOverlandPark.com, or of course, by phone, 913-534-8500. If you call in this week, mention the program, you'll receive 2 free hours of complimentary care just as a thank you for your service. It's a very nice offer.
Thank you. We're really happy to do it. I wish we could do more, but we're just so appreciative of our veterans, and it's a little way to give a little bit back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rick, you mentioned, so families are gathering at Thanksgiving, and they may come in and they're like, whoa, what happened? Because, if you're around someone, it's hard to see this slow decline. But if you've been away for a while and you come back and a person's dropped from, 10 to 7, that's really, really noticeable. So It was great signs that to recognize these things that you had shared. So changes in physical function or mental status, changes in personal hygiene, and then neglecting household responsibilities, difficulty keeping track of time, sleeping a big part of the day when maybe they weren't doing that just a while ago, poor diet or weight loss. One of my clients, his son said, Dad eats a package of Oreos every day. Is that a problem? And I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
That's been a little while back, but unexplained weight loss, changes in their mood or behaviors, missing important appointments when they never missed anything. They're always, if you're not early, you're late. And so, yep. I mean, they're always there on time.
Yep.
Unexplained bruising, which could be the result of some falls that they're not telling, and they're not going to tell you about it either.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then changes in personal hygiene. I mean, that's pretty obvious, and unpleasant, body odor, infrequent showering or bathing, strong smell of urine in the house could lead to some incontinence concerns. And then some poor grooming habits when, dad was always, shaved and had his shine shoes on, but 6 a.m. and oh boy, he's a far cry from that right now.
Always had a starched shirt on, but now it's all wrinkled and stained.
That's right. So. And maybe he slept in that shirt and you're
exactly.
Like, oh, wait, so this is really, really eye opening. So let's tie this back to the care requirement for the VA aid and attendance. Mm-hmm. You must receive assistance and require assistance with at least 2 activities of daily living. So here we go. Bathing, incontinence care, toileting, dressing, medication management, meal preparation for the man who ate, you know, a package of Oreos every day. That helped him out a lot. Mobility and transferring from maybe from bed to wheelchair, wheelchair to toilet, mm-hmm. or in and out of the shower, those sort of things. So you tie all those together, and your mom, your dad, either served during wartime, or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you need to start to put all this together and say, now, wait a minute, maybe we can help out. And you recently have been caring for a client, and they just needed about home care services at about $1,600 a month was mm-hmm. kind of a perfect fit for them, yep. just enough for them to remain independent and safe in their home.
It was, and it, you know, it wasn't as probably as great as winning the lottery, but to them, it was almost like winning the lottery when they found yeah. out that the government actually had money that we could use for my dad for his home care. So, the children of the dad were just so elated, and they weren't stressed out. Dad wasn't stressed out that, you know, where am I going to come up with this money? And my kids are going to have to pitch in and thank goodness they qualified and they had this ongoing process and someone helped them through it. And they're able to use that to supplement their care needs for the month.
That's right. And so before they learned about this, was just newfound money. Mm-hmm. And that is, hey, how would you like to walk into $1,794 a month that you didn't know about? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's showing up in your mailbox every month. That's not bad.
Well, usually the government's taking money away or find a way to get more in your pocket, and here they're giving back.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, as a huge thank you to, for your service, you know, and a married veteran can receive $2,127 a month, surviving spouse of a veteran, $1,153 a month. So it is a form of winning the lottery, because that was probably the difference between this man staying home mm-hmm. with some help. And we're not talking about, you know, $10,000 a month. He needed about $1,800 a month, mm-hmm. about $1,600 a month of help. And that was the perfect amount for him. And then Golden Heart is there. And if he needs a little bit more, you can kind of grow and expand with that need. Is that right?
Exactly. And that's basically what happened. They started out with the basic needs, and then they found out that, hey, we need a little bit more as the month went on. And months later, we increased the services, but they still had this money coming in. So it was kind of like they were getting a lot of services for half the price.
Yeah. See, and that is just amazing. So again, if this is resonating with you, and if you, and it may not be today, but here in a week and a half, couple of weeks, you're with family and you see some of these signs, reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care, Rick Michelle Shepherd, 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500. And, Rick, you'll come out and offer a free consultation. Just get to know them, learn about the situation, and then you can say, okay, well, here's a plan that we think might work for you, and here's what that looks like. Here are the associated costs. And oh, by the way, if that can be paid for through the aid in attendance, even better.
Exactly. That's exactly. It's really painless. We really have fun meeting everybody. I bring out a client care coordinator, and we assess the needs and can give you a price right there, how much it's going to cost you, so you can know your budget. And if family members are in town, like we talked about over the holidays, we encourage as many that can be there to hear what we're talking about, and we welcome that.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Golden Heart Senior Care is offering a special if you're a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran and you need home care assistance. Golden Heart Senior Care is going to offer 2 free hours of just complimentary care just as a thank you for serving our country. And Rick, I think you have a relative serving or a
I do. Veteran? Someone really close to me, my son-in-law. He served 5 years in the Marine Corps. So
perfect.
It's amazing when you know a veteran and or your friends of veterans and really how much they give up, how much their spouse goes through and how much travel they do and what they put their life on the line for our country. It's really amazing.
Excellent. All right, Rick and Michelle, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, to all of our veterans, a simple thank you just doesn't seem to be quite enough, but I just want you to know how much you are appreciated. And to my father-in-law, Mr. Ken Akins, thank you, sir, for your many, many years of service. And to all of my family and friends and neighbors who have served or are currently serving, thank you, thank you. And to the spouses who have also sacrificed so much by caring for your family and doing the job of two while your veteran is away serving our country, thank you. And on this Veterans Day and always, may God bless you and our veterans and our families, and to all who love them so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. And I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.